Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. And he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, walked in all the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right or to the left. Now in the 18th year of his reign, King Josiah sent the scribe Shaphan, son of Azaliah, the son of Meshulam, to the house of the Lord, saying, "Go up to Hilkiah the high priest, and have him count the money that has been brought into the house of the Lord, which the doorkeepers have collected from the people. And let them deliver it into the hands of the supervisors of those doing the work on the house of the Lord, who in turn are to give it to the workmen repairing the damages to the house of the Lord, to the carpenters, builders, and masons, to buy timber and dress stone to repair the temple. But they need not account for the money put into their hands, since they work with integrity." Integrity is a steadfast adherence to a strict moral or ethical code. Honesty, consistency, it does not compromise with being truthful and faithful. Today we would be hard-pressed to find those who would not need to be made accountable, since accountability has come to mean being oppressed. It meant at one time that it revealed the heart of a man, and that heart would reveal who the person truly was, not the victim that they claimed to be, but who they truly were. Today, from the least to the greatest, leadership to factory worker, integrity has become a byword, a word of little or no meaning or value. And those who steal, murder, or cheat and have disregard for the laws of God or of men, they are now shielded because they are deemed to be disadvantaged. And so no longer is a man judged by what he does or says, but by what he wears, what the color of his skin may be, or what he believes is right or wrong, and instead of a few being victims, we all become victims of the injustice. Without the Lord, evil replaces good. Then Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the scribe, "I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord." And he gave it to Shaphan, who read it. Moreover, Shaphan the scribe told the king, "Hilkiah the priest has given me a book." And Shaphan read it in the presence of the king. And when the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his clothes, and he commanded Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam son of Shaphan, Achbor son of Micaiah, Shaphan the scribe, and Azariah the servant of the king, "Go and inquire of the Lord for me, for the people, and for all Judah concerning the words in this book that has been found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that burns against us, because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book by doing all that was written about us. Lord, where is the one who will cry out for this nation, for this people today? Who will read the words of your book, words written that we may live in peace with the Creator of heaven and earth, that we may live in peace with each other, that we may love one another as you have commanded, and that we may speak truth to each other in all things? Where is the one who will stand on your word and declare to the people that we must repent and return to God, the God who has blessed this land and her people with riches and an abundance of life? We are willing to listen to charlatans, false teachers. We will follow to the death those who are leading us to the doorway of hell and unnatural suffering. But we will draw the line and strike at those who speak truth to us, those who pray for comfort to come to those who mourn in their own bodies, and pray for those who are boldly sacrificing their children, the children in their wombs, to the gods who will consume their children now, and those who sacrifice their children later. How your anger must burn against this nation and her people for their silence, for their complacency, to take their comforts over the truth. And how your anger must burn, Lord, as we also have followed in the footsteps of our fathers and found our convenience and comfort more pleasurable than truth. And so today we watch as the children who survived the womb are faced with cocktails of questionable concoctions. And if they survived those, they then face the Leviathan called transgenderism. And when the lie behind it becomes too much to bear any longer, they seek to end their lives, and in their anger, they try to take as many others with them as they can as they leave the earth. You see, without you, Lord, no one can stand. From 2 Kings 22. And so Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam, Achbor, Shaphan, and Azar Isaiah went and spoke to Huldah the prophetess, and Huldah the prophetess said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Tell the men who sent you that this is what the Lord says. I am about to bring calamity on this place and on its people, according to all the words of the book that the king of Judah has read, because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. And my wrath will be kindled against his place, and it will not be quenched. Lord, you have been more than gracious to us, to this nation, this people. Opportunity upon opportunity has arisen to change what is now being done, to stop the spilling of innocent blood, to turn back to what is true and righteous. But instead, we have become accustomed to our freedom. We have adopted pets that we dress as children, treat as children, doctor as though they are children, and we talk about them as though they are children. And the game that we have chosen to play finds us on the sidelines fighting for our pets and offering up the children as sacrifices. Blood spilled in this nation. The cries that come up from the unborn who are cast into the garbage along with the refuse. And the weeping of despair from the young who are caught up in the lie of transgenderism. And from the moans of those who are snatched up into sex trafficking and used up before they even truly have a taste of life. These have all been forgotten because we refuse to see them and we close our eyes to their cries. These things didn't come up in a generation. No, they were perfected by several generations. And now death is preferred to life, following to leading, and a lie makes a better bedfellow than the truth. Without you, Lord, there is no truth. From 2 Kings 22. Then the king summoned all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. And he went up to the house of the Lord, and with all the people of Judah and Jerusalem, as well as the priests and the prophets, all the people, small and great. And in their hearing, he read all the words of the book of the covenant that had been found in the house of the Lord. And so the king stood by the pillar and made a covenant before the Lord, to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments, decrees, and statutes with all his heart and soul, and to carry out the words of the covenant that were written in this book. And all the people entered into the covenant. This was not the first covenant, nor would it be the last that the people of Israel would enter into with the Lord. For us, the cries went up after the attacks on 9/11. This country came together, churches were filled, and the people prayed, but with lips that were willing and hearts that were not. And then as now, the people themselves were corrupt. And so when God raised up an ungodly leader to lead the nation of ungodly people, justice for them came through their insolence, and they, like us, came to a suffering that need not have ever been. You cannot serve many gods and live, because outside of the one true living God, Jehovah, all others will require of you what is not natural, what is not holy, and what is not true. For they themselves are deceivers. God has shown again and again that people would rather follow a lie than seek the truth. They would rather be conquered than free. They would rather cheat the system than work for what they are given. And they would rather cause suffering than to suffer themselves. Everything that is the opposite of what Jesus taught in the Beatitudes. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." They know that they need God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. He will show them peace within. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Evildoers will be cut off. And blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. He satisfies and fills. And blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Forgive as you have been forgiven. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. A new heart, a new attitude, a new you. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Not everything will go right, but righteousness will cover everything. And blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. They did not spare the Son of God. Don't think that they will spare you. Do not compromise your integrity to try to please them. And blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets before you. You see, you are in good company when they hate you for no other reason. Lord, many are the examples that you have set before us. An ungodly leader comes from an ungodly nation, and each encourage ungodliness. This has been witnessed time and time again. And so, Lord, we seek godly men to lead us, men of integrity, and of their strength, may it be said, it comes from your word and by the guidance of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.